Good afternoon, I'm Ben Abrams. Philadelphia's thriving run culture features plenty of big races throughout the year with plenty of chances to collect race medals. Nick Karyukic with WHYY's Billy Penn spoke with the designer behind some of the most coveted running silverware.
For many runners, all the struggle is worth it when they get that new race medal draped around their neck after crossing the finish line. Rita Carroll, the designer of the medals handed out in races like the Philly 10K and the Queen of Prussia 10K, says it's great seeing how people react when they receive them.
I'll cry because it's so awesome being able to like see people take pride and have this tangible item after they've done something really physically demanding and cool.
Carroll helps with the creative elements of races. While medal design is just a part of her work, she says it's a labor of love, trying to make the medals as unique and creative as possible.
It does feel like really playful, and I do feel like I'm tapping into this like imagination that maybe I had like once when I was a kid, where you're like, make it spin, put glitter on it.
Carroll's next medals are for the Philadelphia Distance Run on September 20th, and feature a Keystone State design with a spinnable compass needle. For BillyPenn.com, I'm Nick Karyuki, WHYY News.
Campbell's announced it has reduced its salaried workforce by 13%. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports that the job cuts were rolled into a wider effort to cut costs by $500 million.
More than 13,000 people work for the soup and snack maker across North America. They are also one of the largest employers in Camden. A recent filing with the city shows more than 1,500 people work at the headquarters. A company spokesperson said the reduction in headcount happened across all of their locations, but declined to go into specifics. News of the workforce reduction comes as Campbell's has had struggling sales, particularly in its snacks division, as well as inflation concerns. Company officials, during an earnings call Thursday, said they will tackle the challenges head-on. They believe between cost savings and new leadership over snack foods, the company's financial performance will improve. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.